Good morning, everybody. I hope you can hear me. I have a bit of cold today. Perhaps you see the title of this presentation. I skipped the subtitle of the presentation because of the last day. We saw some very good presentations of SCoS, and we saw lots of presentations of terminology mappings. So I decided to skip the subtitle and concentrate more on the searching scenarios in a situation where you have more than one thesaurus in use. The projects I will present today are all collaborative works with colleagues of mine. I can't mention everybody, but it's not just my own work. It's work from a lot of colleagues, and so don't be confused that all these things are from me. I want to present two concrete projects which have to do with the topic of the conference here. First of all, the project Komohe, which has already been mentioned. This project was more on terminology mapping. I don't will explain how the mapping process we're going. I will more concentrate on the effects we can see if we use these mappings in a search scenario. I think this is also interesting in this context here. The second project, the IRM project, Information Retrieval Value Added Services, is a current project already running in Bonn here at our institute, and the project is a bit far away from this the topic of the conference here. We are dealing also with controlled vocabularies, and we try to use them, but it's not completely focused on controlled vocabularies and terminology mapping, but we also use them for retrieval purposes. The most important thing at the EIM project is that we are providing contexts out of these controlled vocabularies and different approaches, but I will describe later. I will end my presentation with a little scenario, a searching scenario with more than one thesaurus in use. And the perspective I wanted to give is that we should more focus on connecting services, linking services for information retrieval purposes, and not just do terminology mappings for academic purposes. I think the most important purpose is to use them in search. And we saw on the first day that a couple of projects are already thinking about information retrieval purposes and uses, but I don't see so many applications or implementations of the mappings in real systems, so I want to show you some examples we have implemented. Okay, the topic of the conference is about controlled terms, controlled concepts, and how to bring it to bring them on the web. I have two examples of search term recommenders we can already find on the web. The huge player Google has implemented two, I think, interesting features. I think everybody knows from searching on the web. The first one is just to guide terms or search term formulation on the web. You're beginning with characters, and Google normally shows you terms or queries which are associated with your string. Quite new. I think it's 2 years old, this feature, and it shows that already Google has information about control terms and how good search terms will refine or improve search. I think this is a very good development, and people think more about their terms. That's quite new, I think. Now it's state of the art, but 5 years ago nobody has such guidance if they try to search. The second example is short feature not so many people know already, I think. Google is presenting related search terms or queries in the end of a result set, and this is also an indicator that users need more guide and more help formulating search or refining search. And I think these are very good examples how huge players involve control terms and something like concepts on the web. I'm not completely sure if the example of Dagobert Serbel with his doctors paid huge search expansion would really improve the search result, because I'm not sure if Google is really interpreting this Boolean logic you have proposed. I think Google is removing all your syntax you have in your query. So I'm not sure if this is really working, if you do such an huge expansion of terms. It does, yeah? You didn't show us the search results, so I'm not convinced that this is really working on Google now, but perhaps. A step further, the situation now is that we have a huge heterogeneity in controlled vocabularies. So many people have talked about this before, one day before, so I make this shorter. What we see is that we have very high internal consistencies in controlled vocabularies. This is very important, very useful, and semantically rich. And we have to really use these internal consistencies for improving or guiding search. What we see is, and so many projects have presented before, that we have a very low compatibility between controlled vocabularies. This is very poor and a real problem. But this is reality, and we have to think about solutions where we can bridge these heterogeneity between controlled vocabularies. And we have seen some examples. The interesting thing is, I think, if we come in larger environments for search, that we normally not use one controlled vocabulary, we are using a lot of controlled vocabularies, because we are not searching in one database, we are searching in 5-10 databases, and I think the usage of control terms in such a larger environment is fairly unexplored, and we have lots of tests to do, and we have seen not so many user tests in the community and in the literature. So I think this is the very important thing now to do retrieval experiments with larger searching environments. So very few words about the Komohe project. Stella has mentioned very important things about the project. It is a project this has really ended in the end of 2007. The idea was to translate search terms into different terminologies. mapping thesauri to classifications, but more mapping thesauri from different domains. The idea was to increase diversity of documents in these databases involved, and to improve the search experience, and of course the search results if you use mappings or cross concordances, as we call these mappings. And the thing the part of the project I want to report is the test of the mappings in a concrete retrieval experiment. And the retrieval experiment is different searches in one domain, perhaps in social science, and searches in different domains, perhaps social science and psychology, or psychology and medicine. These interdisciplinary bridges, which are, I think, the most important instruments we can bring out of these mapping projects. I think the mappings in one domain are not that they are interesting and important too, but they are not so interesting as interdisciplinary bridges. Okay, this is the net of cross concordances we have built in the project. Not we alone, the project members, but a lot of people we could involve in the project. We have lots of mapped terms. We have 25 different controlled vocabularies in our net, and the colored arrows show the mappings which we have really tested in a retrieval test. Most of these mappings we have tested are thesauri mappings, and the most of the mappings were just in German databases, German terms, and we have some multilingual mappings tested also, but this was just one. You can see we have one central vocabulary in the middle. It's our own controlled vocabulary, and we see perhaps you know these abbreviations of the vocabularies. I think MESH is clear and Syndex is clear. On the upper side, we have some interdisciplinary social science controlled vocabularies, and we have touched economics. STV is also mentioned here before. And we have different kinds of mappings. We have one unconnected direction, DDC to RVK. This is a very experimental mapping, which we haven't explored in our experiments. Okay, this is the net. If you want to see more details, you have to go to the website and see some publications. I just can point it to this point. Okay, the main question was when starting these mappings or these retrieval experiments, what do we have established? What do we can really say about our mappings? We have seen that we can have a lot of effort to hold the quality of the mappings very high. But this is very important, of course. This is the academic work in the library science. But our focus was here to see how the quality of the mappings is if you really use them in search, in an associated search. And these are the results we have. What we can see, what we were asking, can we just build mappings in one domain on a very good quality level, or can we also map terminologies between disciplines? As I mentioned before, psychology to medicine, or medicine to back to psychology. This was not clear for us in the project, and we wanted to bring it clear in this retrieval experiment. So and the important question was, does these mappings really matter in terms of informational retrieval experiments? Do we really see recall improvements or precision improvements? How do these central measures in informational retrieval behave if we use the mappings, or if we test these mappings? And one more philosophical question is, to whom are these mappings useful? Just for searching or for exploring a knowledge domain? This is not solved, I think. We have these clear information retrieval perspective in mind. So what you can see, this is a very short slide with the results and the setting of our experiment. We have tested two runs of term-based operationalization of topics. If you do retrieval research, you always have to do with evaluable topics, and these topics are constructed if you combine control terms in our setting. What you
do? I have a lighter or something like this?
It would be good because it's a complex graphic. But what you can see is in the mouse. Okay. We have one run where we just put the original terms of database A. This is our starting point, the psychology database, and we go with the psychological control terms in an associated different database with an own controlled vocabulary. But we don't change the terms. We are searching with wrong terms in a different databases, in a different database. This is our run one, the untransformed run. And the second one was the same topic. Of course, you have also to combine the same topics with together. The second run is you have this the same query, and you give the query to the service, so-called HTS, heterogeneity service, which is providing the mappings. I think it's working out with this here. And so you have two result sets, and then you can give these result sets to persons which intellectually assess how the documents how relevant the documents are, and you can say it's relevant for my topic or the topic in the query, or it's not relevant. And what we see is this is a very compact aggregation of our results. The result is that the interdisciplinary mappings are good. They have an improvement of 39% in recall and 34% in precision. They are good. They are producing more results, and they are producing more precise results if we use the mappings of our database. And what we see is that the improvement is huge, is far greater if you use the interdisciplinary mappings. We have interdisciplinary mappings in one domain, perhaps social science, and this is improving nicely on a statistically relevant size. And we have the interdisciplinary mappings which really have impact. 130% recall is very, very good in information retrieval results, and also the precision is becoming high. Is high. If you really want to go into these results, you have to read the paper. I think you have to trust me that we did correct analysis of our data, and you but perhaps we can discuss about these results. I think it's a good result, and for me as a researcher, it's interesting to see that interdisciplinary connections have such a huge impact for search. We didn't expect these results. Okay, what can we say after our experiments with the mappings in our retrieval experiment? What we can see is if we are mapping in one discipline, it's simpler because we just need one expert, the expert in social science vocabularies perhaps. But we see we have a lesser effect if you use them in search. It's important to map controlled vocabularies in one domain, but they have not the huge effect if we are using them automatically in search. Well, what we also can see is that we have a good possibility to automatically match in one domain, in one language. If we have two or three social science controlled vocabularies in German, we can really good apply automatic methods, and the mappings can be reused or intellectually assessed by experts far quicker than between interdisciplinary domains or between languages. I think this is obvious. Language plays a major role. We have seen that the bilingual mapping has huge good effect, but the good effects of the bilingual mapping was not the result of the 130% improvement. But we see bilingual mapping is very important, and you have to do it. Of course, there are some restrictions in our study. We don't have used real users. We took retrieval topics, which is a kind of artificial, but it's the state of the art in information retrieval to take prepared topics. We have no interactions with the users. We take a topic which was prepared and gave it to our scenario. We have no contact to real users. The persons which were assessing the data, the documents, were not at the system, but had a special tool, artificial tool. We just tested Tesauri. We have just tested knowledge organization systems in German. So the multilingual case doesn't play, has no effect on our data. So this is the implementation of our concordance is now. You see you have a simple search here, Bibliothek und Global. That's a Boolean search with an AND. And what you see is that we are expanding equivalence relations for each term. These are the two transformations we can get: Bibliotheken, Bibliothekswesen, elektronische Bibliothek, some foreign or English terms, and we are transforming terms for each statement in the query. This is a completely automatic way, and we just use our equivalence relations. We have more relations, but for search, we are just using this one. Okay, summary, what we can say. In one discipline, it has good effects, but the largest effects are in interdisciplinary database scenarios. The amount of identical terms in one discipline are significantly higher than in interdisciplinary connections. as you can see, identical terms are not always mapped with equivalence relations, but the speed of mapping can be enhanced a lot if you are working in one discipline and you have one language and you can map far quicker in comparison to interdisciplinary and multilingual scenarios. If you take the interdisciplinary mappings or the identical term mappings, you see no effect in information retrieval, and we had also examples in our test where we have identical terms between in our database, and these effects are also in the results. We don't have excluded mappings because of their identical terms, but they exist and they are in the results already covered. Okay, this was the Komohe project. Very shortly, I don't pick into the details of mapping, how we did our mappings, how we provide our mappings in our web service. I think this is technically interesting, but not in this conference. The second part of the presentation is the newer REM project, where we have different retrieval services to enhance or to guide search. What we see in the beginning is that if we are just mapping control terms, we are far away from the user. The user normally isn't using control terms. The user is using free terms, user terms, which are not similar to. Sometimes they are identical to control terms, but this is not the situation in every case. So we need services which guide users from their own terms to control terms. This is one important application, and we have one service which is implementing this. I will show you later. What we can also see is that if we are searching, we have a lot of irrelevant hits in result sets, also with controlled vocabularies. This is a problem. And we should think about services which produce more relevant results. Every search engine producer is trying to think about this, but I think we have a good situation in these controlled collections, library collections, to get special services out of the relatively high data. Okay, we have three different services I will present now. We have a so-called search term recommender, a service which is mapping automatically user terms to control terms, so-called a bridge between user and controlled vocabularies. And we have different services which are providing context for the user. And this context is not just producing new descriptors, but producing something like descriptors. And you will see what I mean. We have a prototype online, and you can later you can use it if you want. This is one screenshot. We have one query, Jugendsoziologie, sociology of young people is the topic. It's not a controlled term, I think. What is happening in the background is that the term, the search term recommender has a huge matrix of associated controlled terms, and he has the basis of the complete database and is in the situation where he can map and present similar highly associated controlled terms to the to the user query. So here is the user query, Jugendsoziologie, and what you see here is that a person has checked one controlled vocabulary. It's the Thesaurus Sozialwissenschaften, it's our own social science controlled vocabulary, and what you see here is the context, the semantically context for the term Jugendsoziologie. And these terms are all controlled terms coming from the Thesaurus. And what you see is here, it's a very good example, I think, the person is guided to the controlled term Jugendforschung. This is the highest association to the user topic Jugendsoziologie, because Jugendsoziologie is not a controlled term in our example. And these relations are done statistically and automatically, directly after typing the first term. And you can explore into these TechCloud using just by clicking and adding control terms to the original query, the search term recommender. In the paper I mentioned, or I will mention later, you can read details how the system is implemented. The second service is the same query, just in restriction to one database. Is a service which is re-ranking the result set according to Bradfordizing. I'm not sure if the persons here are familiar with Bradfordizing. It's an informatic technique to rearrange and search result according to journals. And what you see is here you have a journal context. I call it journal context, and context with the highest frequent journals for this search, Jugendsoziologie. And you see Discourse is a very highly associated journal. Aus Politik und Zeitgeschichte is a very famous social science journal, and so on. And you see the frequency is becoming lower and lower. And what you see is, in journal context, the most important journals, not important, but the most frequent journals in this scenario. And the ranking has been influenced by these journals. As you can see, the first journal and the first papers were from the most frequent journal. Okay, second service. The third service is an also a re-ranking service. It's called Author Centrality, and it's working relatively similar as Bradfordizing. What is happening here is that we are analyzing co-authorship networks, what you see here. A network between authors, and if you have such a net of authorship pairs, you can produce a list of authors, and you can say, okay, the authors with the highest rank are put or presented first here. So you can say you have an additional context, the so-called author context for your query in one database. You can also do it for more than one database, but I wanted to restrict it on the German-speaking database. Okay, how many minutes do I have left? 5 minutes? Seconds? No. Just two slides, I think. Okay, this is also results from a retrieval experiment we have done last year, and you see the STR, the search term recommender, is one service in our results. We have 10 topics. We get always 10 documents from each service, and we have students which assessed documents for these topics. And what we see is that the SDR, the Controlled Vocabulary Enhanced Service, has the best results. You don't see it on this figure exactly, but you see some examples where the SDR was really good, was better than the improvement for the SDR query was higher than 20%. What was happening in the background is that we took the strongest four first descriptors for the SDR and expanded it to the original topic, and the other services also brought interesting results, but they are in general were a bit lower than the SDR. So it's another example where controlled enhanced search can improve search quite significantly. Okay, I will skip this because this is too complicated to explain, and I will skip all the slides with SCoS on it, because we have done some SCoS experiments too. So I directly come to my perspective. 1 minute, okay. Okay, we have one scenario now that we have different systems in a search environment. Perhaps we have here the starting point one portal, perhaps our portal, and we have normally we have more than one database included. And what our perspective is, or our idea is, that we try to bring out web services which produce exactly what I have shown you before. Contexts from concrete databases, or from a situation with more than one database, and we try to interconnect these services in one portal perhaps, but also on the web. And somebody from an associated or disciplinary interested portal can also go to our web services, our context producing services, and use these mappings for their search enhancement or expandation. This is one idea we are just working at this scenario. Okay. Mappings matter, I think. You have seen some results. I think we have to do much more such experiments. Contexts matter. We see that providing context in retrieval systems are very useful for interactive retrieval on end users, and also useful in controlled experiments. Okay, next steps are providing these data as linked open data, and doing more experiments with more users, more topics, and more applications.